Quick Take Northwest, regional news for the terminally switched on, from Oregon Public Broadcasting. This is OPB Radio's Quick Take Northwest for Monday, the 13th of November, 2006. Good morning, I'm April Baer. Hope your hatches were battened down. My word, we got a lot of wind on the coast and in the valley last night. Here's a quick rundown of a few things you might need to know. First of all, the Ocean Beach School District says that Ocean Park Elementary is going to be running 2 hours behind schedule today. Everybody else in the district will be on time. So far, that's the only school closure or delay that I've seen, but I'll keep an eye on it. I might even post another mini-podcast if we get some more calling in later on. In terms of the power situation, as of 5:30 this morning, 20,000 households in the PGE service area were still without the juice. However, that's down from a high of 65,000 customers powerless overnight. The outages stretch from Salem and Silverton on up to Portland. The bulk of the wind damage actually took place between 10 and midnight last night when the storm was dying down. PGE crews figure that most of the outages will be resolved by the 7 o'clock hour this morning. But if your power's out, PGE is asking that you not assume it's been called in. Also, steer around any downed lines you may see. The lines don't have to be sparking or sizzling to be live with electricity. In Clark County, we still have just one small outage this morning in the Amboy area, affecting about 6 customers. That's down from about 1,200 earlier. And in Cowlitz County, as of 5:10 a.m., 950 customers were juiceless, including 380 households in Riderwood and about 384 south of Castle Rock. The road closures are likely to be numerous this morning between downed trees and traffic lights that may still be out of whack. For now, we know that in Lake Oswego, Stafford Road is closed between Patton and Burgess. In Clackamas County, there's a slew of closures including Mattoon Road, Amasiger, Hillockburn, Bremer, Dart Road, Meridian, and Eagle Creek. Definitely a rough morning for the commuters. We also have a few scattered reports of downed trees in the Damascus and Johnson Creek areas. Do use a little extra caution this morning to account for the storm problems. Northwesterners may actually feel a little bit more secure about their energy as fall moves into winter. The Pacific Northwest power supply stands at about 2,400 megawatts in excess of the average annual demand. That would be enough power to light up 2 cities the size of Seattle. The forecast marks a major recovery from 2001, when the Western energy crisis strained the electric supply and sent prices through the roof. John Fazio is a senior analyst for the Northwest Power and Conservation Council. He says the region has increased its power generating capacity by about 15%, and at the same time it's lost about 10% of its demand. That's largely because some big aluminum producers have gone out of business, freeing up what was their power supply. The onset of the cold weather this year means that flu season is back again. Oregon's Department of Human Services is once again urging certain groups of people to get their shots early. Casey Negriff reports.
Lorraine Duncan is immunization program manager for the state of Oregon. She says you probably know at least one person who should get a flu shot.
Children aged 6 months to 5 years, pregnant women, people 50 years and older, people who have any chronic medical conditions, folks living in nursing homes or long-term care facilities, people who live or care for people with high-risk complications, and healthcare workers.
Flu shots are available at the doctor's office, at pharmacies, and increasingly at grocery stores. The state has a Vaccines for Children program. It provides free flu shots to eligible children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years. For people scared of shots, a nasal mist form of the vaccine is available, but not all insurers cover it, and it's usually more expensive. Casey Negriff, OPB News.
Fresh off their winning day in the elections, Oregon's Democrats have made some legislative votes for leadership. This will be the first time that Democrats will have been in control of the House of Representatives for Oregon in 16 years, and it looks like Jeff Merkley is going to be the man running things. He's a representative from the Portland area, and he's just been voted the next Speaker of the House. The Dems also chose Representative Dave Hunt of Milwaukee to be the House Majority Leader. Representative Phil Barnhart of the Eugene area will be Majority Whip. Representative Diane Rosenbaum of Portland was named Speaker Pro Tem. That means that she'll take care of things if Merkley's ever away. The average age of farmers in the Northwest is 54. Does that sound a little older than you might have expected? Chances are that these farmers don't have retirement plans or wills. There's a new workshop that's aiming to fix that, as Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
Say you have a father and son farming team. Washington State University's Diana Roberts says that father will climb up onto his tractor well into his 80s. His 50-year-old son doesn't want to bring up death and wills, and the dad doesn't either.
So it's easy to put that off, and nobody really wants to think about death and dying and passing on the farm and not being able to do that. So it's a very tough topic to talk about from any generation's perspective.
Especially for younger generations. Robert says nowadays, people who grew up on farms aren't always so interested in taking over. Even if there is one child who wants to farm, dividing land, crops, and equipment between siblings can be complicated. 6 workshops in Eastern Washington and Eastern Oregon are designed to help farmers communicate with family and develop succession plans. This is the first time courses are sponsored by WSU and OSU Extension. I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt reporting.
The Lane County Extension Service is trying to take better advantage of Oregonians' obsession with all kinds of coffee drinks. From mochas to lattes, Americanos to cappuccinos, and plain old cups of Joe, there are tons, literally, of coffee grounds being created every day, and the Extension wants you to know you can turn it into fantastic compost. For one thing, the grounds provide a much higher nitrogen kick than other kinds of kitchen waste, heating up a compost pile by as much as 25%. Not to mention the fact that coffee grounds tend to smell much better than manure and do not have the same risk for pathogens. Halloween may be over, but the city of Medford is still having problems getting rid of its bats. A colony of bats that are rare to the Pacific Northwest have taken up a squatter's existence in East Medford, hopscotching along the taller buildings in the city and staying one step ahead of pest control operators. Just in the past month, more than 1,000 of the bats have been evicted from the rafters of a bank and a medical center. They used a 1-inch hole in the roof. That was all it took to overtake the building. The bats' latest crash pad is the Emeritidal building. They start their work at dusk, nearly about the same time employees are filing out. They've been taking great advantage of the bug population above the East Medford sky for feeding. Looking at sports news, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Portland Trailblazers 103-96 last night. The Blazers did cut a 15-point deficit down to 3 in the fourth quarter, but the rally wasn't quite enough. Last night was a Blazers debut, by the way, for LaMarcus Aldridge. He was a lottery pick and scored 10 points. In college basketball, the University of Oregon Ducks routed Portland State 116-68. Oregon freshman Tawan Porter had a great night. He scored 38 points and set a new school record with 10 three-pointers. Elsewhere, Oregon State's Beavers pulled away for a 78-65 win against Cal Poly in the Oregon Rain Invitational. The Beavs used a 9-0 run in the second half to take control. In the NFL, former Oregon State receiver Chad Johnson set a club record for the Cincinnati Bengals with 260 receiving yards. Despite his heroics, though, Cincinnati lost to San Diego 49-41. Like I said earlier, the winds have died down a little bit, but our forecast shows some heavy weather buffeting the Cascade Mountains, possibly having a little residual effect. We've got mostly cloudy weather and scattered rain showers for the coast and the valley again today. Winds decreasing by late morning, temperatures in the 50s. But a snow advisory is on for the Cascades until 10 o'clock tonight. Look for 6 to 12 inches of snowfall today and through this evening, falling above 4,000 feet on the Oregon side of things and above 3,000 feet on Mount St. Helens and some of the other mountain spots in Washington. Today, central Oregon will be cloudy overall with scattered rain, pretty windy too, west winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, and snow falling above 45,000 feet on Bachelor, highs between about 45 and the lower 50s. High winds are pushing all the way east, it appears, today. We have wind advisories on until 4 this afternoon for the Eastern Gorge, Pendleton, Hermiston, and Arlington areas. Also the Grand Ronde Valley, the Wallawas, Enterprise, Joseph, all those places. And in Harney County, look for south winds 25 to 35 miles per hour today. Outside of that, it's going to be cloudy with some scattered showers, mountain snow above 4,000 to 4,500 feet, and a winter storm warning for Baker County. It looks like that mostly has to do with the temperature, which is hovering around the freezing mark. It should warm up later today. We're expecting mountain highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s in eastern Oregon, and at lower elevations, temps in the 50s. Let's check out the I am such a fair-weather friend of jazz music. When the weather gets nice in spring and summer, I sometimes find myself abandoning jazz records for world beat, country, stuff that just seems to suit the temperature a little bit better. But by golly, when it drops below 70, it's over. Miles Davis, Shirley Horn, Keith Jarrett, Don Byron, I am an exclusive jazz fan once again. This year appears to be no exception. I'm enjoying the sounds of Dave Frischberg this week, a Portlander and jazz master craftsman of song. He's actually going to be appearing at the Livewire radio show at the Aladdin this Thursday night. Check my links on the Quick Take page if you'd like to find out more about Dave and his Livewire appearance. We'll be playing lots more cool music by him this week. This is a little tune he wrote for one of my inspirations, too, the comic book heroine Brenda Starr. It's off of a CD he put out called Let's Eat Home. Elsewhere today, PICA's PSU Monday Lecture Series continues. You can brighten up the start of your week by going to hear Vanessa Renwick talk. She's the notorious filmmaker associated with the Oregon Department of Kick-Ass Film and Video. Should be good. Links are up for the lecture at the Quick Take page. That's at opb.org in the radio area. That's all I've got for you right now. I'll see you right here tomorrow, if not sooner. Signing off from cyberspace, I'm April Baer.